This is Big Machine Radio. I am Becca, and if there's one thing I know about Riley Green fans, they love new music. And he's always putting out different stuff, but right now he's got a brand new EP. It's called If It Wasn't for Trucks. It's fantastic. So we're going to play the entire EP, and I'm excited to say we have Riley with us. He's going to give us his perspective of all the songs, maybe how they originated, what they mean to him. And of course, we are being socially distant, so Riley is going to be joining us on Zoom. And I say, let's go ahead and get started. First of all, Riley, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So before we start playing the songs on this EP, which I cannot wait because they're so good, I wanted to ask you, you have put out quite a few songs, and I feel like through your music, you are giving us the portrait of who Riley Green is, what he's all about. And I'm wondering, is there anything yet that we don't know about Riley or that you want us to know?
Nope. There's nothing. Everything about me you'd ever need to know is probably on social media right now. I think musically it's pretty accurate. I mean, I put out a lot of music over the years before I signed a record deal. But now that I've signed and we have a debut album, that was one thing I was most proud of, that is that I felt like it had a lot of different types of songs on it. And it told a lot of the story of me growing up and was probably, I guess, my best foot forward in the sense of people that never heard of me.
And of course, now you've got this EP and it's got five more stories on it, if you will. And I know that all your songs are very personal to you. So what would you say you hope people will take away after listening to these five songs on your new If It Wasn't for Trucks EP?
I don't know if there was an overall message with all the songs because they're written at such different times, but I just think that if there's anything I could try to be right now, I think this is a great time to be a little different. Not too different, but different enough to where I think one of the hardest things as a new artist is, say you have a number one song and people hear it and they sing along to it. But I don't think they know who sings it all the time. I think they know, I like that song. So who is so-and-so? So for me, it's putting out a project that is new music, but still very much me and very much my style and still a traditional sound and still telling my story for the people that don't know who I am yet. Because at the end of the day, it's all about trying to get new fans and people to find me. And, you know, although a lot of people have probably heard there was this girl and I wish grandpa's never died, they probably don't know who I am. So, you know, if I can keep portraying that guy that still says sir and ma'am and shakes hands, I think that's kind of the message I'm trying to put out, I guess.
Makes sense. Well, I say let's go ahead and start filling in more of the picture of just who Riley Green is. We're about to play all the songs off of his EP, but we're going to make sure that we get the stories behind the songs from Riley. And this first song is called Jesus and Wranglers. And I've got questions, but I will start with the fact that this song has a very throwback feel to it, kind of nostalgic. And you seem to have a few songs like that. I'm wondering if that is something that you crave in your own life, kind of a simpler time. But tell people about writing Jesus and Wranglers and what it's about.
Jesus and Wranglers is a song that's definitely about simpler times, but it's more so about a simpler place. You know, I mean, where I grew up in Northeast Alabama, things move a little slower, you know, and it's not to say that the places I've got to visit in the big cities and places where I've gone and played shows for fans I never thought anybody knew would know who I was is really humbling for me. But there's a lot of hustle and bustle, I guess, to the music industry that's not my thing. And, you know, I think that song, obviously when we wrote it was a year or so ago, but man, today, how relevant is that song? Man, sometimes you got to take a step back from watching the news and being on social media and looking at everything that can really, I mean, I think if I was caught up in that, I'd be stressed every day. And just kind of taking a step back and going, you know, this is the type of person I am. This is how I was raised. This is what I was brought up to be like. You know, that's one of the most important things to me about going home as often as I can is keeping that type of thought alive and not getting too caught up in what chart my song's on or what award I'm getting nominated for or if I'm not, and more so just kind of living life and appreciating family and friends and some of the values that I had back home.
I do have to say, one of the things that kind of cracked me up about this song was the verse where you are basically dressing Jesus. You talk about his acid wash denim and his Lynyrd Skynyrd t-shirt. And I don't know, that kind of seems like a big task to me, putting Jesus in an outfit. So tell me about that. I mean, did you change his clothes a few times in the lyrics before you settled on what's in the song now?
So I stole this totally. You remember the movie Talladega Nights? They're doing Grace and Will Ferrell likes to talk about praise of the baby Jesus. And Cal Naughton, his partner, said he likes to picture Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt. They're singing lead for Lynyrd Skynyrd. And I just thought, man, how cool would that be to say, I'll be right here when he walks in, an acid wash Wranglers and a Lynyrd Skynyrd t-shirt and Atlanta Braves cap. I mean, It's a fun song. I always say if you try to dive too much into thinking too much about one of my songs, you're thinking too much. We have fun with it. We write from the heart, but we write what we think's fun, and that's definitely a lighter song. And to get to dress Jesus in a song, I don't think it's been done before. So I thought that was a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, I laughed about it because I just imagined you trying to decide, okay, now which t-shirt would Jesus wear?
What was that song, like 90s pop song, What If God Was One of Us?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the closest I can think of.
Yeah. Well, here we go. This is Jesus and Wranglers. You'll find it on Riley Green's EP, which is available now wherever you stream or download your music. And this is Big Machine Radio.